Nancy Pelosi struck a confident tone in her recent visit to Laredo to stump for Henry Cuellar.
So we want this to be not only a victory, but a resounding victory.
Pelosi appeared alongside Cuellar at his campaign headquarters, where she told a small crowd that she, quote, assumes Henry will win, but we don't take anything for granted. The seven-term congressman has a long list of endorsements and a strong campaign war chest, including support from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a political network created by the Koch brothers. His challenger, immigration attorney Jessica Cisneros, is backed by the Justice Democrats, the same group that helped Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez get elected in 2018.
Buenos dias.
Today, Jessica Cisneros and her team are traveling around the district. They're going door to door in Stark County to hear from the community about issues that matter to them.
Con permiso, ando buscando a Norma. ¿Vive aquí?
Cisneros meets Jose in La Grulla. He tells her the streets are an issue and that healthcare is too expensive. He has to go to Mexico for treatment.
Right now, my wife is in Camargo because one of her legs was hurting, and she said, I'd rather go to Camargo than here.
Cisneros says the man's concern about healthcare is something she hears a lot. It's also an issue that's close to her. Cisneros' aunt died of cancer several years ago because she couldn't afford treatment. Cisneros supports Medicare for All.
I think one of the stories that impacted our team the most, and these are stories that we've been hearing since, you know, day one in the campaign, were people having to decide whether they could afford to buy food for the week or having to choose between their, you know, prescription medications.
Cisneros is also in favor of the Green New Deal and a $15 minimum wage. She says she's the candidate that can bring a better standard of living to the district. According to census data, about 24% of people in the district live below the poverty line. The race has gotten contentious at times. Cisneros has called her opponent President Trump's favorite Democrat because Cuellar has voted with Republicans nearly 70% of the time during his latest term. She also criticized Cuellar for voting twice in favor of spending bills that included money for the construction of Trump's border wall in his own district.
It's because he knows that all of a sudden, every single vote, it's under scrutiny, and that's like, he's being held accountable, and that's something that he's not used to. I think voters are smart, and they know that it's a little bit too late.
Cuellar defends his vote on border wall construction. He says he doesn't agree with President Trump on the matter, but says he still needs to govern.
It was a matter of, do I believe in shutting down the federal government? I do not believe in shutting down the government. I think that's a radical view to say that you shut down the government because you disagree with some part there.
He says he used his position on the Appropriations Committee to protect areas in the district from wall construction. Cuellar says he's proud of what he's accomplished in office, including the creation of the Texas Children's Health Insurance Program and securing more money for economically disadvantaged students to attend college. Instead of challenging moderates like him, Cuellar says the progressive wing of his party should focus more on expanding the Democratic majority in the House and winning the Senate.
There are some radical people on the left side that will attack me and will attack other blue dogs, Democrats, because we think a little differently and they want to get rid of us. That's why we have a Democratic primary here where they're spending millions of dollars from outside money because they feel that I'm not in their image.
Nicholas Kiersey is a professor of political science at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. He says like most progressive candidates who don't take corporate donations, Cisneros faces an uphill battle. He says the true test for Cisneros to overcome Cuellar's corporate backing and name recognition is whether her ground game has mobilized enough people ahead of the March 3rd primary.
It's about people stepping up, making those phone calls, going door to door, talking to ordinary people, and having those conversations where they connect, where they listen to their stories, where they share their own stories. By wearing that t-shirt, sharing those stories, people are demonstrating their commitment to a different way of thinking about the world, a way of thinking about the world that's based on the possibility of change.
Cuellar has raised $1.7 million this election cycle, with his top donors coming from the oil and gas industry and the private prison industry, while Cisneros has raised $1.3 million, with money coming in mostly from small donors. If Cisneros wins the primary, the 26-year-old could be on the path to breaking the record set by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as the youngest woman to serve in Congress. I'm Reynaldo Llanos Jr. in Mission.